Speaking of MacFest, for you, the opportunity to participate came in 2023. What can you tell us about this experience without taking another 2 hours of the podcast?
Difícil.
Difficult. Actually, everything was fitting in place. In 2022, I had a job doing video game music for a local studio. Long story short, I got laid off along with 80% of their employees overnight. Then we got severance pay one day, and that same day, MagFest announced it would be celebrating its 20th anniversary, and I was like, I cannot wait another decade, I need to go. So I bought my tickets without giving it a second thought. My plan was to go as an attendee, but around that time they also published the call for their side stages and I applied to the jam space. And by the time we were celebrating our 10th anniversary, they approved our application. I was so happy, I was literally jumping for joy. It was a big surprise, but it was also the result of working very hard, by constantly making music, releasing stuff, and being active online.
By getting involved with the community.
Of course. That's the only way, because that's how the MagFest team said, we've listened to your music. I was absolutely happy to be one of the attendees that goes to MagFest to see their heroes play. And to see other musician friends, and to say, we're all here, we've known each other and collaborated online, but we're finally here celebrating. Because we're all passionate about the same stuff, video game music. I was absolutely broke after the trip, but I didn't care at all, I had a great time. MagFest is the only convention that I feel sad about when it ends. When Sunday comes and you need to leave, the post-MagFest depression, as they call it, is totally real. It was a wonderful experience.
Entonces, no, es maravilloso, maravilloso.